A professional trader sits frozen before three monitors, watching a position bleed red. His analysis was sound, his entry was textbook. Yet here he is again, unable to click sell while his account shrinks. What's happening isn't a technical failure, it's a psychological one. Trading exposes a brutal truth. You can master charts, indicators, and market mechanics, yet still sabotage yourself with alarming consistency. The real battle isn't against the market, it's against the ancient wiring in your brain that mistakes a losing trade for a life-threatening predator. Most trading education ignores this inconvenient reality, focusing on strategy while the psychological foundation crumbles. Understanding why smart, educated traders make predictably irrational decisions and what to do about it separates those who survive from those who thrive. Your brain operates on two speeds, fast and slow. Fast thinking delivers instant judgments, essential for survival, disastrous for trading. Slow thinking analyzes and reasons, exactly what trading demands, but exhausting to maintain. Under pressure, we default to fast thinking, deploying mental shortcuts that feel right but lead us astray. Zoe spotted a bullish engulfing pattern and immediately went long, missing the monthly chart's bearish reversal. Her brain substituted pattern recognition for probability assessment, the representativeness heuristic that judges likelihood by resemblance rather than actual odds. The recency effect amplifies recent experiences. Win three trades and risking double feels reasonable. Lose three and even solid setups seem dangerous. Confirmation bias creates tunnel vision. When holding long, bullish news feels significant, while bearish signals vanish. The endowment effect transforms day trades into unwanted investments as we suddenly discover reasons to hold losing positions. These biases operate below conscious awareness, making them impossible to overcome through willpower alone. The solution isn't trying harder. It's building systems that force deliberate thinking, detailed journals, pre-trade checklists, and strict risk management rules. Fear ranks as twice as difficult to manage as greed or hope among traders. Even legends like Paul Tudor Jones and Stanley Druckenmiller describe ongoing battles with it after decades of success. This isn't weakness, it's biology. Fear manifests distinctly. Fear of being wrong causes you to avoid necessary trades or defend losing positions. Fear of losing money triggers premature exits on winners while you cling to losers. Fear of missing out drives impulsive entries. Fear of leaving money on the table causes you to overstay positions, transforming winners into losers. Each activates your amygdala, unleashing the same neurochemical cascade our ancestors experienced facing predators. Your heart races, breathing quickens, focus narrows, critical thinking shuts down as cortisol floods your system, blocking access to memories, including your trading plan. Traders under high stress experience a 50% decrease in their ability to process market information effectively. Warren, a fundamentals-based fund manager who typically held positions for years, found himself day trading futures during a downturn. Fear had driven him to abandon his proven process entirely. The goal isn't eliminating fear. That's impossible. Developing emotional intelligence means recognizing emotions, understanding what they signal, and practicing self-management. Traders who acknowledge their fears achieve better results through position sizing rules that account for emotional state, predefined exit points, and practices that build psychological resilience. Traders instinctively fight uncomfortable emotions, believing control improves performance. This backfires spectacularly. Many seek more information to reduce anxiety. A study with horse race handicappers showed increasing data points from 5 to 40 didn't improve accuracy, yet confidence jumped from 17% to 31%. This false confidence fuels overtrading and confirmation bias. Complex systems create analysis paralysis. Layering indicators often produces contradictory signals that paralyze decisions. Loss aversion, feeling losses twice as intensely as gains, creates rigid behaviors. Terence O'Dean's study of 10,000 accounts showed investors held losing positions 124% longer than winners, 50% more likely to realize gains than losses. Most damaging is the control agenda, our belief that uncomfortable feelings must be eliminated before succeeding. This triggers suppression that increases unwanted thoughts by up to 600%. Captain Sullenberger, landing Flight 1549, experienced intense fear but focused on high-value actions while having those feelings. Peak performance and strong emotions coexist. Control strategies provide temporary relief but exact tremendous costs: missed trades, forfeited profits, diminished confidence. Traders who accept rather than suppress emotions demonstrate up to 30% better risk-adjusted returns. Trading challenges our psychology in ways we're not naturally equipped to handle. Eliminating emotions doesn't work. We need a fundamentally different approach. Mindfulness, present moment awareness with an open, accepting attitude, teaches diffusion. Seeing thoughts and feelings as passing events rather than commands requiring action. It creates space between thought and reaction, allowing traders to release performance-disrupting emotions while expanding response options. Like Sullenberger, mindful traders can experience fear without abandoning necessary actions. Research across 163 studies found substantial benefits across 21 psychological indicators, especially reducing anxiety and negative emotions. Neuroscience shows just 27 minutes daily over 8 weeks increased gray matter in regions governing memory and emotion regulation, while reducing it in the amygdala, which drives fear responses. Basic practice: sit comfortably, focus on breath, gently return attention when your mind wanders. Start with 5 to 10 minutes daily, building to 30 minutes. The goal isn't controlling thoughts, but developing awareness, enabling deliberate responses to markets rather than reactions to mental projections. Mindfulness alone isn't enough. Traders need structured processes to systematically improve performance. The before, during, after framework divides trading activities into three distinct timeframes, each with specific psychological skills. High-quality preparation, before, encompasses perspective, balancing trading with life roles, personal awareness, understanding current strengths and limitations, self-motivation, committing to process-oriented SMART goals, and mental discipline, adhering to your trading plan. The daily mission, a brief statement like, "Take every trade that meets my plan," or "Stay focused, no distractions," supports mental discipline. Effective execution, during, centers on self-confidence, derived from knowledge and skills rather than outcomes, emotional intensity, trading at optimal energy levels, focus of attention, maintaining attention on high-value actions, and poise, acting according to goals despite uncomfortable thoughts. When traders lose poise, specific routines help regain composure. Recall your values, consider your options, make room for emotions while engaging critical thinking, and choose deliberate action over emotional reaction. Constructive self-assessment after trading concludes requires honestly evaluating performance after trading concludes. This involves maintaining healthy self-esteem, remaining positive yet humble regardless of outcomes, taking performance accountability, tracking adherence to plans, persevering through adversity, and committing to continuous improvement. The trader's performance assessment examines identifying strong points, recognizing limitations, articulating lessons learned, and determining next steps. Unlike professional athletes with coaches, most traders must create their own development framework. The before, during, after cycle provides this essential structure. Trading success comes from deeply knowing your setups, understanding favorable conditions, price action patterns, indicator behavior, and potential targets. While early exploration is necessary, continuously jumping between methods becomes counterproductive. Master traders spend years perfecting just a few key setups, learning to recognize subtle nuances others miss. Mastery requires deliberate practice, highly focused training that pushes beyond comfort zones. Successful traders spend hours reviewing charts, analyzing past trades, and practicing execution in simulation accounts before risking real capital. The mindful trader recognizes that unwanted emotions don't necessarily predict losing trades. Anxiety before a well-planned trade might indicate heightened awareness rather than warning. By engaging the deliberative mind, traders achieve previously unattainable performance levels. Start with small steps, perhaps just 5 minutes of mindfulness practice before each session. Keep an open mind, have compassion when things don't go as planned, and keep your values as your beacon. The market rewards those who act decisively despite discomfort. Follow their process when emotions scream otherwise, and learn from mistakes without being destroyed by them. Your greatest trading edge isn't a secret indicator. It's the ability to stay present, aware, and deliberate when everything inside you wants to react.